Hi, I'm Charlotte, and welcome to Married, Single, Divorced. I'm here with my besties.
Hi, I'm Larissa, and I'm married.
And I'm Fern, happily divorced.
And by elimination, that makes me your single girl. We're bringing the group chat online and showing you behind the scenes of our very different lives.
We're confessing intimate thoughts, making jokes at our own expense, and proving life isn't all glossy Instagram feeds.
Our goal? To show the messy, funny, unfiltered side of marriage, motherhood, dating, and everything in between.
Coming up this week.
Was he in a hospital and had he died from this illness?
Okay. So he's making claims that it wasn't him.
It's making me stress just
the next delirium. Day. And .. The day is ?
Am I starting off? Ta-da!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
What?
Well. It's happened.
Yeah, 2026.
Welcome back.
Love it. Right. How's everyone been?
You know, it's been Christmas.
It has been Christmas.
Which is always a wild ride, I think. But I actually had a nice Christmas.
Yeah? What did you do?
I'd like to say it was chill, but it wasn't. I went to my sister's for 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Because Father Christmas had been. We got a text at 6:30, like 7:30 on the dot.
Do the children believe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's only a 7-minute walk, so out the bed, over there. That's a couple of hours of chaos. Like, my nephew loved his Hot Wheel car thing and just wanted that open. He'd have just been happy if someone just opened it and built it. But it becomes like, open this.
Yeah, it comes a lot, doesn't it? To have lots of...
My niece is still very much like, is there more presents? Yeah. I'm like, chill out. So yeah, left there's about 9 o'clock, come home. Then I decided what I was cooking for Christmas Day. You know, I had the vegetables in and the turkey and the gammon, but then I decided how I'm doing it. Like, put my little plan together. Put the turkey in the oven about 1 o'clock, 1:30. Had a glass of carver.
Very nice.
Beautiful. They all came over for dinner and we kicked them out about 8 o'clock and I went to bed and it was lovely.
Nice.
Oh. Exhausting. Sorry.
Sirens.
It's the sound of the police.
Sounds dreamy.
Yeah, it was nice.
Mine was pretty relaxed as well. We've done the same for the last couple of years. My mum and dad come over on Christmas Eve. We do a little like picky bits dinner.
They sleep over.
Yeah. I know. Stop. I gave them my bed and I had the sofa bed downstairs.
That's so sweet.
Because it's got the cat flap in it, like from outside. God, she goes in and out a lot. And she brought a mouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Very cute. She pops through it like, I was still awake. I was watching Emily in Paris in my little bed, like all That's set cute. Up. And then she just came in with this like in her mouth. And I was like, she ran into the house. And I was like, I just don't like drop it anywhere else. Anyway, it was just under the table. Yeah, she was just sat. It was sat next to under the table.
Scared. Did she not eat it?
No, she likes to just play with them. But it wasn't playing, it was just frozen.
Oh, no.
So anyway, I cut the mouse out. Get up Christmas morning. Eldest got up at 5:30, I think. Oh. So I was like, just come and lie in my bed. Like, I do my stocking of like things that they can do.
Yeah.
So she'd got like a little game, it's called like a tap game, I don't know, so she was playing with that and a bit of chocolate. I'm like, just
oh
shh.
Nice. 5:30.
Yeah. Early.
Oh. I'd said 7 o'clock until you can't wake anyone until 7, so she came into me at 6:15. So I was like, this isn't 7. Christmas Day, yeah, presents open. We didn't go too mad, like nothing too big, it was just like little bits. More like
did you like
stuff.
Your earrings from the girls?
I love my earrings from the girls. And then they got me a little basket with a diary.
Oh, and, I nearly got you a diary, but I was like, oh, someone might be getting it. So yeah, I was like, she can have one when they're a pound in Jan if she's not got one.
And 2 boxes of my favourite mint tea.
Oh,
love it.
I thought you were going to say like mint chocolate,
so
but mint tea's better.
Mint tea, love it.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's my favourite one. Where, because my dad laughs at me because I use the same tea bag for like the whole day. Because I'm like, spending these, so.
I know, but I don't mind doing that. I went to your parents on Boxing Day and I was like, where's my teacup and my tea bag gone? And you were like, oh, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd have given that another couple of cups of pot water.
My dad just tidies up everything all the time. Like half drunk drink, you're like, I was still drinking that.
Oh, no, I have, yeah.
So then Christmas Day, we went back to my mum and dad's, they cooked Christmas dinner, pretty chilled. I think everyone was in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock, including me. I was staying over there. the best night's sleep I've had in months.
That's You've made nice. Yourself a spa, a cocoon spa.
Yeah. Had my brother's spare like mattress topper that he takes when he goes on ships, a spare like massive duvet because I was in like one of the twin beds. And yeah, I think I didn't even move. You know, when you just sort of go like...
cocooned.
Da-dum. Yeah, it's beautiful. So 12 nice. Hours. I didn't get up till 9:30 the next morning. And like I was actually
can't even imagine that.
No, I can't. But I think it was that like weight off my mind of like, my mum and dad are there, my brother's there. Like, yeah, my daughter was in the other twin and I heard her get up. And normally like when I hear the kids get up in the morning, I'm like, ding, I'm awake. I was like, just straight back to sleep.
I do think it's an element of... you knowing that there's somebody else there. Yeah. My mum was dad will sort it.
Yeah, they'll sort it.
That was nice.
But then you came around Boxing Day.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Chill.
More eating.
Nice.
Yeah, I was quite good on Boxing Day because I took my salad and my sprout salad and my carrot salad and I filled my plate with that because otherwise I eat too much at yours, at your parents' house.
Do they go in again for Boxing Day?
What?
As in...
yeah, we cooked. There was a gammon cooked on Boxing Day.
Oh, so it's not leftovers. You
could it was again. Leftovers, but there was also like the smoked salmon, the prawns. That
yeah.
My dad sort of was like, well, Charlotte's coming so I can get, because me and my mum don't like love fish. I mean, I like prawns and I don't actually mind smoked salmon, but his excuse for having more of it is like, well, so Charlotte's cute. Coming, she likes it. So.
Every time I saw him before Christmas, he's like, you are coming Boxing Day, aren't you? I've got salmon in. I was like, yeah, I'm coming. And I bumped into him like 2 days before Christmas. He's like, you are still coming? I was like, yeah. Where
he's like thought? All his hopes for this fish is pit like
and then he was
you.
Like I'm making parcels. I was like, what do you mean parcels? I don't want any pastry on my salmon. He's like, what the hell,
what are parcels?
He just put the prawns in the salmon like a parcel, like a wrap, and I was aww. Like I don't want a parcel
because
I was
like, where's the pastry come from, why are you doing that?
I was like,
no, he just meant fish in a fish.
Yeah,
nice.
Fishy parcel. And Larissa,
how was your festive break?
Oh, full of sick.
Mm. Oh no.
Yeah, my husband started on the 23rd. Then our eldest started throughout the evening of the 23rd into the morning of the 24th. And then I was Christmas Eve, just bedridden or toilet ridden. And then my mum got it. And then my dad's just got it. So we've just basically been
passing it around.
Yeah, the bucket, passing the bucket.
Oh, no. I remember that happened to us a few years ago. What, someone got ill. We really tried to persevere through Christmas Day. We all sat down, looked at the food and was like, oh, it's not for us.
Yeah, anyway.
And I think we just had to write it off. It's not like me to allow food waste, but I don't think anything got cooked for about 5 days. We just threw everything away and we were like...
we were on that. We were on the scraping the barrel like, what's in the freezer for the kids, because we just had no one had any inclination to want to eat. It was rough. There were so many chockies and like mince pies, just couldn't. And we did a huge pre-order at our favorite bakery. Ooh. Of which my mum and dad went to pick up.
Oh, in Ormskirk. Yeah. Oh, no way.
And bread and like all these pastries. Didn't eat any of it. Just was like, nope, cannot.
I love that you did a pre-order.
We were really like,
for it.
Bought the matching pyjamas for the kids. My sister was meant to come over from London and stay till like the week, the full week. Then didn't come because obviously...
well, yeah, you don't want to come to that house, do you?
I mean, just dedicate a weekend in January. Order some more pastries and have a dinner together. You know?
Exactly, I know.
Sometimes I'm like...
we've drawn a line under it. We're moving on. Well... we're over it, we're okay.
Nice. And are we all feeling a bit better?
Yeah. I feel like we're on the tail end of it, but you know, we just still feel a bit.
Yeah, it happened and it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Your GI tract's just adjusting, but it's fine. But yeah.
Okay, right. We're going to have a little dance. So, episode...
we're just giving you guys what you want. We're giving you the Mr. Charismatic update.
Most requested updates.
Yeah. I was never going to call him his name then. Also, I think in the one episode you referred to him as your ex-husband, which I don't think I've ever really heard you say.
What would I say? Just his name?
Yeah. And I think I was like, yeah, that's what it is.
I know. It is weird when you... yeah,
I've had to release the phone because it's just all the receipts are on the phone. So nice. I found an old phone to record on.
So good.
So do we want to start with...
Well, where we left off.
We left off and he died.
Yes, that's where we need to start. He
sent the message.
Or there had been a message.
Yeah, there had been a message because we didn't work out.
We don't know if he sent it, but we're going to assume he did.
Well, even at the time, I was assuming that I'm still talking to him on his phone because at no point had I ever seen any evidence of him actually being ill. He'd already miraculously recovered once before, and I was like, okay. So
there was absolutely no part of you that was like, something could have happened to him here. You were just like, this is 100% him.
I mean, in my head, there was definitely like, is this him signing off and he's going to do something to himself? Like, you know, he's a very unstable person, and there was always that possibility to me. You know, he'd threaten it while we're together.
He's too much of a coward to go through with it. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
But yeah, you know, I don't know what his intentions were, but was he in a hospital and had he died from this illness?
I wanted to laugh then. I don't know why that was so funny, but it's so inappropriate. Was he alive? Was he in a hospital? Was he dead?
Yeah, like to me, he was still alive, and anything that was going to happen to him was through his own choice at that point.
Right.
So that was in June. Yeah, are we just going from there?
We are.
Yeah. Okay. So that was in the June. So it'd been your daughter's birthday, and then this happened after.
Yes. So that was the 6th of June. No, there'd been nothing for her birthday. Okay. Cause she's 2nd of June. On the 6th of June, 2022. He's died. My last message is when and where is the funeral. That message was never like even read.
Oh, wow.
It's got the two ticks, but they were never blue on WhatsApp.
Mm. And we know.
Okay.
Larissa's just like...
No, I'm just... Wow. I just like when and where the funeral. It's just like...
Yeah, of course, because you'd want to potentially...
Well, it was more like how... Do you know at the time, and I shouldn't laugh, but I'm like, I want to know how deep you'll go with the lie. Like, if I ask when and where's the funeral, what hospital is he at? Like, all of these, like, I know. And that's how, you know, when you know that it's not real, because I'm like, well, you'd just answer the question, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd tell me what hospital you're in so I could bring your daughters to see you. Yeah. If that was real, you would call them. You would want to see them. You know, all of this where I'm just like, no. So, we're 30th of October.
Oh,
2022.
Big gap.
So not that big, really.
No, so June months. To October, you hear nothing.
Full June, July, August, September, end of October. So 5 months.
And you've heard nothing.
Nothing. Well, nothing from him. Nothing from him.
You've seen him tagged in a Facebook post from his dad.
His dad, who he has quite a strained relationship with from his point of view.
Yeah.
Doesn't really like him as a person, doesn't respect him, doesn't think he was a great dad. Posts a picture on Facebook. Oh, my son's come to see me.
Oh, back from the dead.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa.
And, was he looking well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfectly healthy. Okay. I think that was July.
Oh, it's so bad.
July when I saw that. So, you know, as much as my suspicions, I was like, well, they're clearly right. I've now seen he is alive and well. His sister had messaged me in the meantime as well.
Oh, yeah, you would have thought some of his family would have reached out
if it was true.
Yeah, actually.
So his sister had messaged me, basically just being like, I'm so sorry that we've not really got contact, like this is all through a translator, like online translator. I'm really sorry that we don't have much contact. I'd really like to, you know, like send the girls something for like their birthday. I would like them to know that I am their family, and like she's got two
very
boys.
Sweet.
So, yeah, like she's really sweet, really lovely. And at that point, I was like, I was away camping. I remember like speaking to people I was with. I was like, do I ask her about him? But to me, I'm always like, I don't want to like poke that bear. I don't want to like
open
for her
kind of
to
words.
Them, like go to him and be like, what the hell? Like, and then him have to come back to me and be like, why have you said this? You know, like, I was like, just leave it. It's quite nice. He's not in our life. He's not like this in and out. Just leave it.
So well restrained of you, because I would have wanted to be like, do you know he's going around telling me he's dead?
I would want to, but I guess you're in this place of, I don't have to hear from him.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately a better
Better
place
for
you.
Yeah.
So it's...
So we reach October.
I can't remember how he comes back alive. I can't remember. It's all new for me again. So give me the what? October 2022?
30th of October, so the day before Halloween. Very fitting.
But 2022?
2022, so okay. We're only 5 months down the line. Hi. This, bear in mind, this has come from a new number, so I don't have this number saved at this point. Hi, this message may result a bit shocking. I've become aware of what was done to both you and I, and especially to the girls. This is a long story and you are in your right to become extremely annoyed with the situation, and rightly so. Feel free to ask as many questions or doubts as you wish. I'll answer them all honestly. Allow me asking, how have the girls? How have they been? Hope you understand someday that none of this situation was my doing. And then signed his name.
Okay, so he's making claims that it wasn't him.
So that's all I've got. Not his problem. He didn't do it. Not him. So I respond. I think at this point I've rang. So there was two people that I worked with at the time, and they were like my soundboard for this, and they always like really helped me like write really good responses and like kept me calm. Yeah. It was always like I talk it through with them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I was just, maybe I hadn't talked to them yet. I just went, so how far back does the lie go?
I feel like this is when you were a bit like, no, I'm just going to call you out on your bullshit.
Yeah, I've
now
kind of moved on from this like pacifying and like.
Yeah.
So the response, it's no lie. I was induced into a coma and the favour I've asked, the English isn't always the best. The favour I've had asked for was carried out without my knowledge. And my response, I don't even know if I'm proud of it or not. So you're still dying.
So, oh God, I want more questions. I've got questions, but I want to wait. Like, I'm thinking, okay, I think the message
I respond back just with, so you're still dying. Because that's the last I heard. He was dying. Yeah. He'd let me know when he died, but miraculously he's come back. But he's, you know, potentially still dying. He put, no, I'm receiving treatment still, yes, but not dying. It's not my fault at all, but I'll apologise still.
So I said, hero.
I know.
That was such a good eye roll there from Charlotte.
I didn't even realize. It's eye roll so much.
So I said, so who decided to tell me that you were dead? When did you come out of the coma and whereabouts are you now? He says, 1.5 months ago, a person who back then was my partner, but no longer is, and I'm still in the same place. So I said, well, any idea why someone would be so deranged to tell me that the father of my two young children is dead? And I think in that, I'm a bit like, I know you've said it, so I kind of want to, like, call you crazy without being like, you're crazy. And he said, this is as hard for me as it is for you. Never mind the girls. Oh. I've asked that question, and the answer was that she thought it was the end. I'm so, so very sorry.
The end is when someone stops breathing, not when you think, like, oh, that's not even, like, the point of the story, but.
So bear in mind, I've seen this picture of him. No, he was not in a coma. No, it's all still lies. So I just put, so how long were you in the coma for? And when did you find out that you weren't dying anymore? I make myself laugh. I'm like, oh. He said, I can't give you exact dates. I was induced into the coma in June and came out in September.
That's huge. Like,
plus he was in Portugal with his dad in July.
I mean, I know, but just like,
so he's
you wouldn't be left in a coma for so long, surely.
I don't know. Oh. I don't fully know what like a coma is to know, like, do you just come out of it? Can you just come out of it?
Well,
like,
it's usually drug induced, isn't
it? Well, yeah,
it
was like induced into it in June, apparently.
Oh, so do you?
Then he goes, please carry on asking as many questions as you wish. I'm willing to recover all I've lost and get my daughters back in my life. Pay everything that is due and keep it that way. I believe the girls deserve to get their father back.
Oh,
then there's a juicy message from me. It's huge.
Oh.
I'm all for giving the girls a stable father figure in their lives, and I'm more than happy to facilitate in that arrangement. However, I have to be honest with you, I've been struggling to accept everything I've been told over the past few years, as it doesn't make much sense. I don't want to go into too much detail, but seeing a photo of you visiting your dad in August for his birthday, when you were supposedly dead, as your ex-girlfriend apparently told me, or now you're telling me that you're in a coma, I'm sure you can see from my perspective things aren't really adding up. I've also spoken to members of your family when they've asked about the girls, and not one of them has ever mentioned you being ill, dead, dying, or in a coma. Another thing that doesn't really make sense. None of it bothers me for my sake, but it's not really fair on the girls. They've never been told you were dead, as I already had too many doubts, and there was too many inconsistencies over the years to put them through that. when I knew at some point I would probably receive the message saying that it's not true and that you hadn't died. If you want to be a part of the girls' lives, then I'm more than happy for that to be arranged, but I need to know that you're going to be open and honest about everything. I need to know that if you ever need a break and you can just tell me you need a break, disappearing out of their lives and being inconsistent is not good for them.
Such a good message.
I know.
You were so kind as well.
I know. I look at myself and I'm like, the more now that I found out after and how it's like this repeated, like, awful thing that's happened to other people, I don't think I would be the same. But at the time, there's always this thing of like, I think absent parents can become a bit of like a, and I don't know because I don't have one, like, but I feel like they can become this like ideology. Is that the right word? What am I looking for?
Don't know.
You know, when like heroics person.
Idolized. They become idolized.
Like,
because
they've done nothing to deserve it, but, and I never wanted my kids to turn around and be like, you didn't let us see him. It's your fault. You kept him away. And, you know, if I was like, actually, no, you can't have any contact with them.
So how did you navigate that? How did you did you say to them, look, he doesn't...
Well, I never told them he was ill or dying or dead.
But did you just say he doesn't want to see? Like, how do you...
Oh, when they've asked, where is he or why does he not speak to us? I think by that point, I'd got to a point where I would tell them that, like, you know, that you can be poorly in your body, that you can also be poorly in your head, and that he is quite poorly in his head, and he doesn't know how to treat people in the right way. Like, he doesn't know how to be a good parent.
Yeah.
And what people need, which obviously is like this contact, this consistency, and he doesn't know how to do that. So at this point, it's better that he is taking that step away and is not in your life.
Mm.
Do you think at this time they were asking a lot about him?
I feel like it was more then than it is now. I feel like now they've just kind of...
got it.
Yeah. Like, they're older, they're a bit like, whatever. And again, I think my youngest very much has this, like, picture of a perfect family and, like, why do my friends have daddies and I don't have a daddy? Like, where's mine? She would entertain him so much, like, when there was phone calls previous to this, like, after this. My eldest made the decision, I think at this point she wasn't bothered. She didn't want to be on the phone to him. She didn't like him. She didn't enjoy that time on the phone as well. Like, he didn't make it easy. It wasn't like, like, my youngest would, like, be like, oh, I'll read you a book. She had to, like, provide the entertainment.
But the other way around. Like,
yeah. And he'd make, like, stupid, I don't even want to say a joke. It's not a joke. He'd, you know, like when you ask a kid, what have you done today at school? Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Nothing.
Like, you know, like they can't, nothing. Not sure. And he'd be like, oh, well, that's the British school system for you. You just get to go through it. And, you know, he'd just go on this little rant and she's a bit like,
what?
Do you want me to read your book? Like, because she's just like, I don't, like, there was no, like, fun part of it. But she wanted the perfect picture of having this dad. So she would entertain it a lot more. She would ask a lot more. But I remember you looked after them once, Charlotte, and, like, something came up and you were like, whoa, how do I answer this?
Oh, yeah, it was talking about your eldest birthday present. You know, one of the women, the women that reached out was like, oh, yeah, I bought her FIFA. And we'd been talking about that one day and your eldest was like, I don't want a present from him. And I'm like, oh, my God, how do I navigate this? Like, we were walking up to the charity shop for something to do, and I was like, I wasn't ready for this.
So what did you do? You just said, oh, okay.
I just said, like, you don't have to accept it. Like, if it comes and you want it, like, just take it as the gift. It doesn't mean that there's almost, like... it doesn't have to be an exchange for a gift. Like, it's a gift, accept it. It doesn't mean you have to give anything back.
I think at one point I had basically said to him, like, if you are accepting gifts, like, you need to say thank you at least, like, thank you for the gift. And I think at that point she was like, I don't want the gift. I was like, fine, like,
yeah.
Secretly, you're like, yes.
And I think that was the time when they both had very different opinions.
Yes.
And it was almost navigating that.
Yeah.
And they were young then, I think.
Because I had to, at one point, have my youngest daughter who would be like, oh, she doesn't want to speak to you about my eldest. And I'm like, yes, it's the truth, but that then made her feel really bad and, like, go and cry in a corner because she's like, well, don't say it.
Yeah.
So I was like, coach, and I was like, right, well, because she feels like this, like, so when he asks, where is she, you just say she's not here. Say she's at grandma's house, say she's at a friend's house, say she's in the park. Like, just say something. And I know that's a lie, you know, like, I don't encourage lies, but we're just trying to help her out, not feel so bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've navigated that for a while. Obviously, it's not been contact for a long time now.
So, at this point, so going back to this message, he comes out of the woodwork, he's alive, he's never been dead, he's never been in a coma. Does he then want to start having contact with the girls again?
Okay. Literally, the next message is, can I call them now? Bear in mind, this is 9:45 at night. On a school night, it was like a Thursday or something, I don't know. Can I call them now? Are they already asleep?
Yeah.
And then straight away, it just goes back into...
Does he want to...
Good morning. On. Are you okay with setting days and times for calls?
Oh.
I need your bank account number. Let me know how much is outstanding for everything.
What's everything?
Yeah, like, how far are we going back on?
How much do you want me to bill you? I mean, like...
That's what I just said.
He's just deluded.
I literally just said, I've provided everything they've needed over the last 4 years. I can't begin to put a figure on it. If you want to make a contribution, that's up to you. My PayPal's the same as it used to be. Like, oh, I've lost my PayPal. That's him. I basically said, you can call on Mondays at 4:30. Just Mondays.
Let's be consistent with a Monday.
I said, well, you could have Thursday at 6 as well if you want. So he said, Monday at 4:30, Thursday at 6. Okay, anything on weekends? I said, I can't give you a set time. It would depend on our plans. I then found, like, we did, like, a child maintenance service where they sort of looked at his earnings and they just give you a figure. Like, you know, it's a
bare minimum. When he was working in the UK.
That's when he was working in the UK. And I think it's £75 a week. So I just sent a little picture of this, of, like, this is what it was when you were here.
Yeah.
Times it by 4 years. You do that with, you know, if you actually want to pay it back.
Yeah.
You can do the maths. You've got a calculator on your phone. Anyway. Good morning. I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know if you have become aware of this.
Makes a change, at least.
But unfortunately, wages in Spain are not as high as the English ones, and converting pounds into euros, it would put me in a poverty situation, causing a struggling living situation on me. Having said that, we could agree a lower amount regarding the girl's allowance. Please, as it stands now, that's over €400, and I don't have it. I shall wait for your answer, and sorry about this.
So I just over put, 400 euros?
So if you do 75
times
4 and a bit, like...
Years?
No, weeks. So yeah, he's looking for a new monthly amount.
Right.
I think he's got over the fact that he's not paying me the 10 grand for the last
one. Oh, yeah, I remember we were going on holiday. We were like, yeah, let's go on holiday with all this. We were like, 10 grand, we can go on holiday.
Thought maybe he'd won the lottery and that's why he got back in touch. But no, he was like, oh,
I remember
I can't
now.
Even pay you the monthly amount. I'm like, and I've not asked for it.
Oh my God.
I just put, it's fine, whatever. Like, whatever you can afford. Like, I'm not asking for anything. So then he transferred me 350 euros.
Were you a bit like, what the hell?
In November. Yeah, I was a bit like...
What does he want from this?
No, it always ties in with a relationship. So to me, I'm like, the death was the end of a relationship and he couldn't cope, so he had to die and...
Rebirth himself.
Yeah.
Like Jesus.
He's then obviously met someone new.
Yeah.
And they're a bit like, so do you speak to your kids? You know, like, oh, I've got these three beautiful daughters.
That are probably tattooed across my chest.
Yes. Minimum two of them are. So yeah, just then he's met someone else and obviously he tells the stories and the stories are great.
So basically we're at the point where he's sent you some money, random money.
So this is now what he's classing as the monthly amount.
Right. But you've just got a one-off payment.
A one-off payment in November.
Has he spoken to the girls then?
I think he had, yeah.
He showed up for...
Yeah. He then asked me to get like this Revolut bank account and I was like, is it dead dodgy? Is he gonna it's fine, like it was just saying
it's actually quite popular now.
Yeah,
I think
it's really popular. At the time it was like Monzo was one thing, but this Revolut was like, what? Dodgy. Like, I think my dad was like, don't touch it. It's like, well, he's giving money to me, like,
yeah.
And then, like, he would start texting on, like, weekends, can I talk to the girls today? So I just put, like, oh, you could call at 12:30. He just didn't call. And then he'd called at 5:30 instead in the evening. So I say, you can call at 12:30, he calls at 5:30. And it's that, those little bits of control. Well, clearly not, because his then next message is, definitely not understanding why not even a reply when you're not answering my phone call. If I miss a phone call, there's no interest in calling me instead. Also, why have you set a call limit to the phone call when I'm talking to one of my kids?
Oh, did you set a call limit?
No, I think I was just like, I needed my phone. It's my phone they're on. Yeah, so I was just like, I need to use have life. Well, I needed to use it. So I said that. I was like, there's no limit. I just needed to use my phone. He said, oh, that's fine. Just let me know. Otherwise, these sorts of thoughts come up. What time can I call today? So then I'd like swiped back on the message of Monday and Thursday and be like, these are fine. He was like, any other days? That's 2 out of 7. And I put, I think that's enough at the moment. If they don't work, then we'll rearrange them. He said, I think that's not enough at all. Minimum one more day, you can choose. Honestly. And then I just didn't reply.
It's making me stress just
the next delirium. Day. And ... the day is ? I put, at the moment, I think the 2 days is enough. If the times don't suit you, we can rearrange them. That's the issue. You don't have to think anything. I'm entitled to it. It's shared custody. I could call them every single day. I'm only asking for 3 days.
Yeah, well, call them.
Every single day and I won't answer. I mean,
you've had your chance.
I'm entitled to it.
He's the entitled state, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's that clearly when he's like proper raging, it really comes out. Like, he can't be this, not that he's even suave, but you know, like he thinks he's like playing it cool and like, it's shared custody. Ooh. I think I actually screenshotted the meaning of shared custody because I was just like, nah.
Shared custody.
Mm. What do you understand of shared custody?
Like, he would have to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Know where he lives. Maybe see them. Actually physically see them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I basically just then say to him, I'm like, this isn't about me and you. This is about the girls and what they want. They're struggling with the 2 phone calls. You need to give them time to adjust to you being back in their life.
How old were the girls at this point?
2022, so...
3 years ago.
6 and 8.
So still really young.
Yeah. And then there's just, like, quite quiet for a bit. Just if you like, are the girls away? Can I call?
Did he send Christmas gifts this year?
He'd asked for the address.
This year?
So I sent...
No, as in the year as this happened. 2022.
So I just sent my parents' address. He put, that's your parents' address. I was like, I know, but, you know, they have a porch. Like, parcels can get left in there if you leave them at ours. I was in Salford at the time. I'm like, they won't be there when I get home. Like, yeah.
Did he know that address? Oh, he did know that address.
I think he did know that. He'd been there, but to me, I was like, it just felt better for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to have it. I don't know. Like, obviously, if he turned up in the country and found his way back there, he could. Like, he knew what house it was, I guess. But I don't know. There was just some unease. Anyway, then he starts sending this £300 through Revolut.
So this is November time.
Yeah.
Are we into January yet?
We've hit December.
Right, okay. Because I feel like it's January is when it gets juicy again.
Yeah, so like he has then sent them Christmas presents. I think we're going to have to just call it quits there for today. But we will do part 4, I guess, next week. We won't leave it so long this time.
No. So much more to come.
But I feel like it's just a lot again. We don't want to go too long. So we'll split it over 2, but it will be this week and next week for you.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Lovely.
Right. Thank you for sharing that, Finn. Oh, for that.
Anytime. Any questions as well, do feel free to reach out.
Yeah. This is probably the topic we get the most questions of. Mm. Or people just want to keep knowing more.
Yeah, they're just like, tell us more.
Tell us more. I even went into work, my old work, and caught up with one of the chefs.
Were they like, when's it coming out?
He's like, oh my God, Finn and her ex-husband. I was like, I know. He's like, I listen every week. I'm like, you're like, I don't tell anyone, but I do listen. Well,
do you know, going back to our little lost episode, I feel like that's maybe when I was feeling quite lost, was just when that was constant, you know, that constant, like, in your life, out your life, like,
right.
That was very hectic and
draining.
Like, I had no control. Was he in, was he out? Whereas I feel now, like, I don't know, I feel like very in control of it.
Yes. Strong, nice, powerful woman. Yeah. That's me.
Okay.
All the women who independent. Da, 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 da,
da. Don't know the rest of the world. Don't even know any of the words. But... fellas, no. I don't know the words.
I'm going
for it. I was driving home yesterday singing Sia.
God, Ben, set me free.
Not one fucking word was right. And I was like, oh, I was singing something on the radio this morning, like, about a butterfly. It's got nothing to do with a fucking butterfly. But anyway.
What is it we better say? Watermelon. Just keep watermelon.
We're ready for some good shit only.
Yes, please. And I put a little box out, just hopeful little box the other day on our Instagram, because I was like, we want some listeners. We got three.
Yeah. You guys are rubbish at actually sending these through.
But thank you so much to our three that did. We love you.
Saves me having to come up with one.
We have got Helen, who caught up with school friends over the break, and she hasn't got together with them since last summer.
Love that.
I love a good catch up. We have Nat.
Yeah.
Cooking Christmas dinner, listening to you guys, no arguments with divorced parents, a win.
Oh, wow.
She's living the dream.
Yeah. I love the way that we feature on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. And then we've got Livy, who has bought her wedding dress.
That's so excited.
That is very exciting. Congratulations on your engagement and your wedding dress.
I know. I want to message her actually and see when she's getting married.
Ooh, exciting. I think I had my own one.
I've got one.
Go on, Larissa.
I bought my daughter's first shoes.
Oh, they're cute. Walking.
Oh, props. No, she's walking. She's running. She's stomping. She's running. She's like, pff. We went in between the sickness, after post-sickness. I was like, I need to blow away the cobwebs. So we went to the beach, Crosby Beach, where they have those... like men, the sun.
I've never been, but yeah.
It's really cool. And it was one of those really bright, it was freezing but bright. She obviously was screaming, she didn't want to be in the pram. So we had these like slippers essentially that were my niece's, because we had nothing that would fit on her feet because they're small. Yeah. We tried to get my son's old shoes on her and they were too big. Because he started walking a lot later.
Yeah, and boys' feet are just
massive.
Huge.
Massive.
Hers are like dinky little.
Yeah, my nephew's 4 years younger than my niece and they've nearly got the same size shoes.
Yeah, it's weird. So like, we tried to get, didn't have shoes. She just was stomping on the beach and like, her feet frozen. Because then I was like, we need to get shoes. So we bought her shoes and they're so cute.
What colour are they?
They're like beige, but they've got little stars all over them.
Two Clark's Velcro. Purchase or?
Geox. Geox's first walkers. Yeah.
Ooh. I saw some really cute barefoot shoes that they do for kids as well, which they're, I was so gonna send you. Though. Yeah.
Oh my God. So like, these tiny weenie shoes cost the same as my shoes. Like, yeah. What is going on? But they're cute. And that made me so happy.
Don't grow too fast, babe.
I think that was why I only ever had one pair as a kid. Like,
yeah, you get them measured and everything.
They do you until you wear through.
Oh, mine was just that I watched my kids in their talent show just as they broke up for Christmas. It's cute. One was doing the piano, very, no music. Like, she just did it from memory for release. Yeah, very nice.
Wow.
And the other one was one of the judges because she's like head pupil. So she had to sit on the stage. She was not looking forward to it, but she powered through.
Did she get to hold up a paddle?
She did. Not a paddle. They had like little laminated things that said like, wow.
Ooh,
amazing.
That's so cute.
Oh, that's really nice.
And then they had to like score them. And they had to like give feedback to each act.
That's quite a lot.
It is, yeah. Mm. I mean, they had lists because you kept hearing the same things. It was like, that was so much better than in your rehearsal. Oh. Or like, there was certain things which like a few of them said. So like,
they weren't savage like, you were crap.
No, they weren't allowed to be mean.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was lovely.
Wholesome.
I don't have one, so don't look at me.
Well, we'll say goodbye. Charlotte hit us.
Oh, yeah. I was like, with what? Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit the bell, hit the heart, leave the review. What else can you do?
Send
us your good shit only.
Follow us on Facebook. Watch us on YouTube. We're everywhere
thumbs
now.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Like us.
Thanks it. Thanks it. I think that was everything today.
Yeah.
Well, and just, you know, reach us a message.
Ooh,
Bye.
I was waiting for the music, but there is none.